BYU's legal design lab called LawX designed a software called SoloSuit earlier this year. It's set up like TurboTax, except users are guided step-by-step to respond to debt collection lawsuits. LawX director Kimball Parker says the goal was to have at least 300 people use the software in the first year, but that number has more than doubled in the first 6 months. Close to 7,000 Utahns are evicted each year, according to Parker. While that number is significantly less than the 70,000 debt collection lawsuits, he says the consequences are more severe.
For a debt collection, your wages will get garnished if you lose that debt collection case. In an eviction, you lose your home. And studies have shown basically that a lot of those people who get evicted end up in either temporary or permanent homelessness.
Parker says the new software is not yet catered to evictions. Both can be confusing, but people have 21 days to respond to a debt collection, while evictions only allow 3. Parker is worried the current system allows landlords to take advantage of their tenants.
There's always an uptick in eviction filings on Friday because it's not 3 business days, it's 3 days total. And so some landlords will post their eviction notices on Friday and they can have a tenant out of there by Monday.
BYU law students will be required to identify specific problems with Utah's evictions and apply a solution, but it has to be finished in one term.
This isn't a class where we like talk about problems and then think about how to solve them and then the class is over. No, we are going to figure out what this problem is and we're going to solve it. We're going to do something to help alleviate this problem by January.
Parker says the solution may not be in the form of another software program, but could also be efforts to change eviction laws. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.